This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 5, 2018, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, after more than a week of parent meetings, a proposal to close the Bowditch School and move the Horace Mann Laboratory School into that building is about to get its first airing before the Salem School Committee. Salem Superintendent Margarita Ruiz will present her vision for equity and access for all our students to the school committee at its regular meeting on Monday, February 5 at 7 p.m. in the committee chambers at Collins Middle School. The item is the seventh on the agenda, preceded by a questions and comments from the audience period where parents, teachers, staff, and others are generally encouraged to be heard. But that won't be the only chance for Bowditch and Horace Mann parents to be heard. All indications are that the process will play out through February. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, who also chairs the school committee, said a special meeting will be scheduled to discuss the issue at least a week after Ruiz's proposal is made. The mayor is quoted as saying, "We don't want this to fester. This is something that's out there. If this is a good plan, it needs to be reviewed in an orderly manner." Ruiz announced January 24 that she planned to recommend to the school committee that they shut down Bowditch as part of a broader effort to end segregation in the school district.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to gloucesterhouse.com.
There is a special election on the North Shore tomorrow, Tuesday, but it is a one-man race. Bill Newell has that story.
That's right, Rick. The one-man, State Representative Brendan Crichton, a Democrat of Lynn, will be the only name on the ballot in Tuesday's special primary to fill Mayor Thomas McGee's former Senate seat. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Crichton is running for McGee's former 3rd Essex District Senate seat, which he vacated to become mayor of Lynn. The district encompasses the communities of Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, and Swampscott. The final election will be on March 6. Crichton's only public challenge for final election comes from Michael Walsh, a write-in Republican candidate from Linfield. Walsh, an attorney and member of the Linfield Housing Authority, said he hopes to win the Republican primary as a write-in candidate on Tuesday to move to the final election against Crichton. Quote, "I think it's always important to vote, and while I'm the only name on the ballot, this has presented a great opportunity to get out and meet folks and learn about the issues that are important to them," said Crichton. "We're going to continue to get out and knock on doors, have neighborhood meetings and events, and hopefully get people to the polls on Tuesday and then again on March 6th. If elected, Crichton said that he would get to work on the big issues facing the Commonwealth. Quote, "We're facing a housing crisis, opioid epidemic, and we obviously want to improve access to jobs, to affordable education, and job training. Quote, "I think immediately we'll be jumping into the Senate budget and the end of our two-year session, which typically has a lot of big issues coming up." If Crichton wins his bid in the Senate, his House seat would become available next fall. Three candidates, Lidd City Councilors Peter Capano, Hong Net, and Lynn Museum Arts Executive Director Drew Russo, have announced their intention to run. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the city of Peabody is looking to construct its own high-speed fiber loop to provide competition to giant internet providers who won't service the area. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying high-speed fiber networks are critical components of 21st century municipal infrastructure. Third-party network providers like Comcast and Verizon have not stepped up to better serve our city users, so Peabody is taking an important first step to create our own high-speed fiber network. The mayor announced the working agreement in partnership with the Peabody Municipal Light Plant at the State of the City Legislative Breakfast on Tuesday. Though the project is in the early stages, the light plant will eventually become a provider, and the fiber loop will connect various light plant installations scattered throughout the city. An open system design will enable new high-speed data networks to connect all Peabody Public Schools, libraries, public safety, and public work facilities, as well as other municipal users. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.